Jonathan. Hi guys, welcome to this episode of the weekly guitar meeting at Zika's Guitars. Julian here. I'm happy to be back and I hope you are having a good time. Let's start with the guitars of this week. But before that, I want to draw your attention to our Zika's Media program. Through our Zika's Media program, you have the opportunity to publish your performance on our YouTube channel. Of course, a very good image and sound quality and a high playing level is required. To find out more about the procedure, please visit our website. Let's start with the guitars of this week. We have four incredible good guitars. The first guitar of this week is an absolutely amazing and beautiful looking and sounding guitar made by the English guitar luthier Simon Embridge. This guitar is from 2018 and we have a spruce top with a traditional 7 fan bracing and beautiful satin wood back and sides. Let's see how it sounds. This guitar has its own character and the tone color is very beautiful. It's very round, but at the same time it's very detailed and you have a very good balance. But what I love about this guitar is the beautiful tone color. Sound, but at the same time the guitar is very bright and detailed if you play a chord, and that is a point what you cannot find in every guitar. You don't have to play your most complicated and difficult and of course beautiful pieces to enjoy that guitar. On this guitar you just can play some very simple chords and I personally can still enjoy that. It's like it's very refreshing for my ears. Thank you. in love with this guitar. Amazing work. Let's move to the next guitar. The next guitar is made by a very young but a very well-known German guitar luthier, Adrian Heinzelmann from Berlin. This guitar is from 2020 and we have a spruce top and beautiful Madagascar rosewood back and sides. The bracing of this guitar is lattice, and I think you know it already that I love the guitars of Adrian Heinzelmann, but I will play some chords on it. Amazing sustain, great response, very fast and soft response, it's incredible, and a very sweet sound. The guitars of Adrian Heinzelmann, a very full-bodied sounding guitar. It's very stereo sounding, and you can also feel the resonance of the guitar if you play a chord. Beautiful instrument. The next guitar of this week is an absolutely special guitar. It's made by the German guitar luthier Michael Brück, and this is from 2020, and this is a double top model. We have a cedar top and Brazilian rosewood back and sides. And this guitar is very, very light. And it has a great resonance, because while I'm talking, I can hear the resonance and feel it also. But let's play some notes on it. this is such a powerful guitar, and it has very deep basses. It's very powerful. The response is one of the best responses I have ever heard and tried. And you have so many overtones. Wow, the sound of the guitar is very punchy, so it's very direct and loud, but so balanced and compact. This guitar is amazing. For the last guitar, I would like to have some opinions of my dear friend, Jonathan. Ooh. Jonathan, nice to have you here. I'm here.
Julian! Hi.
Yes.
Where am I?
You are in the Zikas Guitar Studio, and I need your opinion about a wonderful instrument. So nice to have you here, nice to have you back.
And thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So tell us about this wonderful instrument. The reason why I invited you to talk about this guitar is because I played one chord on this guitar and I was thinking, well, for me this sounds very special. That's why I need you to help me to describe the sound of this guitar. But tell me, first of all, about this guitar.
Sylvain Balestrieri. This is a very beautiful guitar by Sylvain Balestrieri from Grenoble in French. Mm-hmm. He is heavily influenced by the French guitar making school, of course. As you know, he is influenced by the Dominique Field. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, many other, you know, legendary French guitar builders. Mm-hmm. As you can tell, the rosette, I really like it. It's black and white.
Yes. Yeah? Mm.
Very minimalist in color.
And elegant.
Elegant, yeah, yeah, but very elegant. You want to play something on it?
Yes. I mean, it's obvious that we have a spruce top on this guitar and Indian rosewood back and sides.
Correct.
So I would say, let's see how it sounds.
Very roomy.
Long. sound sustained and roomy.
Yeah.
Color is amazing, no?
Beautiful.
If you had to describe the sound of this guitar in three words, what would you say?
Colorful. Sustain me? I don't know. How you say it? Long sustain? You say sustain me?
Sustain. Let us know in the comments if that word exists. Sustain. Yeah. But I think you know what
it means. What we mean is with the long sustain, mm-hmm. and sweet as well. Yeah. It responds very well to the vibrato.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It sounds very elegant.
Yeah.
This is a very majestic. I'm sorry, majestic.
Guys, we are not native English speakers, so forgive us.
Majestic sound, yes. Majestic and elegant. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So I will play some.
Yeah, play something. More notes.
Thank you. It's my own composition. These two chords.
The guitar.
Oh yeah, it's the guitar. You meant the guitar. Okay.
The guitar, beautiful.
Yes, the guitar
is
beautiful. Of course,
you're playing also beautiful, but I mean the guitar.
Thank you.
I don't know.
Both of them.
Both.
Okay. But maybe you can play some notes so I can hear the sound from the other side.
How did you feel when you played the guitar, though?
I feel very comfortable because, first of all, it's very comfortable to play. Mm-hmm. Does it have a normal scale?
Yes,
65.
650, yeah.
Somehow, I feel so much resonant and deep resonant that it gives me a very comfortable feeling to play. And I have the feeling that I don't have to work a lot to get a nice tone of the guitar. Yeah, so that's my impression. So let's change. The first thing I notice is the amazing dynamic range. You started with the first piece very piano, and when you got louder, the tone and the sound quality was still there. And this is not always the case with other guitars. And
I have to say, you know, I just recently, like 5 minutes ago, I just filed my nails. Mm-hmm. They are not like in the best shape at the moment and everything. I still get
but
the
you have
warm.
To play, you have to play tomorrow in Carnegie Hall.
Easy.
The nails are not a problem.
No. The guitar still, it's quite easy to play the guitar. It still has a warm tone, you know. The trebles are relatively thick, you know, but
yes.
Also brilliant at the same time.
Yeah, it's brilliant, but at the same time, round.
Yeah,
very
round
and full body.
Yeah. Let me play one more. piano to the forte, easy.
Exactly.
You don't have to push crazy the guitar, mm-hmm. even with the piano, the tone, they are just like very responsive. Yeah. I can comfortably say that this is a wonderful guitar by the next generation of
French guitar making school. Exactly.
Correct, yeah.
It reminds me also a little bit of Dominic Field
guitar. Yes, yes, I mean the spruce color and everything, the, you know, the French polish to the detail, it's like, it's almost perfect, the guitar.
Is French polish coming from France?
Don't ask me a question that I don't know the answer, man. Anything
yeah,
else?
Guitar.
Anything I, else you want to add about this guitar, Julian?
No, I think we have said that the sustain is incredible, very sweet tone, sweet and bright, but at the same time, full-bodied and round. And also a very comfortable feeling if you play. It's not always a matter of size of the neck. Comfortable feeling while you are playing comes also from good balance of a guitar, good dynamic range. It gives you a very comfortable feeling.
Totally, totally. I agree with you.
Okay, Jonathan, thank you very much for being here, for being my guest.
My pleasure.
Guest.
Ghost.
Was this guest? Or being my guest.
You're welcome. Joanne,
yeah.
I forgot about something. That's the revenge. Make sure you hit the like button, let us know in the comment section below, and subscribe if you haven't already, or I'll make you disappear.